Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And it's been a while since we have focused our conversation on Big Ten football, specifically the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And so each and every week, former NFL and Husker standout, the great Jason Peter, joins us. How are you this weekend, Jason? You ready for a three-day weekend?
I am. Unfortunately, it looks like rain all weekend up here in Lincoln, but excited. I know the kids are done with school, so... Summer's here.
Well, summer is here, and for, you know, most of folks in this business, you know, summer can kind of wind things down, but my season's just kicking up because when kids are out of school, it's double duty for me as a mom. It's crazy.
Yep. I don't envy you women.
I know. We always are multitasking. So let's do a quick recap. We were talking about the NFL draft last week, Jason, on the show, but what's going on? Former Nebraska quarterback Taylor Martinez, his contract was voided with the Philadelphia Eagles. He failed his physical.
Yeah, it's the same foot injury that he had for his entire senior year. I think, you know, he ultimately maybe had three or four starts, but it was something that he first tried to play with in the beginning of the season, to no success. And ultimately, he was just shelved for the rest of the year. And I think a lot of people were thinking, well, you know, probably a little bit of hanging it up for the year has to do with maybe making sure he's ready for, you know, the combine. And ultimately, he doesn't get drafted, but the Philadelphia Eagles and Chip Kelly take a chance on him and sign him to a free agent deal, and he got to Philly. He had to take the physical like all players do, and they failed him. So it looks like he is going to be heading for the surgical table and see if he can get that fixed. And I don't know what happens after that.
Well, he certainly had an incredible career at the University of Nebraska. You start looking at over the four seasons there with the Huskers. He started 43 games. But I understand, though, Jason, at his pro day, that he really did display exceptional athleticism. So I guess I was a bit surprised to see that his free agent contract, that it was voided with Philadelphia.
Yeah, it just comes down. I mean, you know, if for a guy like Taylor, you know, he's not your prototypical quarterback. So he's an athlete. He's going to be changing positions, you know, unless he thinks he's going to play quarterback, which I doubt. There was another Nebraska quarterback once upon a time who wanted to play quarterback in the NFL, and they didn't really want him to. And it's Eric Crouch.
Oh, yeah.
And ultimately, he wasn't playing football anymore. But, you know, with Taylor, he seems open to changing positions. Whatever a team needs, he, you know, you mentioned athletic. He can run. He can run north and south. He's not the most elusive guy, you know, going east and west, and he's not going to shake any guys. He's not going to, you know, probably have any of those highlight plays where the defender is just kind of stuck, you know, looking at him. He can run north and south, though. Now, can he catch the ball? I don't know. You know, he first came to Nebraska as an athlete. So, you know, we'll see what happens. It will obviously, you know, whether it's Philly or another team that will extend an opportunity for him, that remains to be seen.
You seem cautious listening to you talk about Taylor Martinez. Are you a fan of his?
You know, I never really was, just because, I mean, let me take that. In the beginning, I thought he was good for the program, or not for the program, for the football team, because they didn't really have much is his freshman year. Bo Pelini kind of didn't do him any favors, though, with the type of offense that they were trying to run. You know, they were asking him to throw this football all over the place, and he's just not that type of quarterback. You know, for him, he's got to be in shotgun. You got to be able to let him see what's out there, and you got to give him more opportunities to run the ball. And now maybe those opportunities were there, and he just decided to you know, not take them. But, you know, it's not just, I guess, what happened on the field. It's just kind of the mentality. You know, we'd always hear, you know, stuff that comes out of his mouth, whether it was, you know, a few years ago after playing Georgia in the bowl game. You know, he's next year it's all or bust. And, you know, he kept putting Nebraska, he'd go public talking about how, you know, they deserve to be recognized as one of the best teams in the country. And you know, it's just stuff like that. It's all talk, you know. Anybody can talk, but, you know, can you walk the walk? And I guess that's the part that always bothered me. And, you know, it's just not thing, I guess, that I'm used to, but I know it's a different age now, different era, and I guess these kids, they pretty much can say whatever they want.
Okay, Jason Peter is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Each and every week, he joins us on Friday nights with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, so he's breaking it all down, talking about Taylor Martinez. Also, some big Nebraska Husker news this week. Talk to us about, gosh, last week we were talking about Jameis Winston. What in the world's going on stealing bicycles on campus? Tell us about this, one of the linebackers there.
Oh, yeah, Josh Banderas.
What is he thinking?
Yeah, I know. That's pretty much what everybody around here is saying. Who knows?
See, we need to pay athletes, right?
What's that?
We need to start paying athletes,
yeah,
student athletes.
Right? Is this another sign that these kids need more money? But, you know, I know the father. He played at Nebraska as well. Father plays in my charity golf tournament each year. And, you know, people kept saying, well, what's Bo going to do? What's Bo going to do for punishment? And I'm thinking to myself and saying, Bo doesn't have to really do anything because I know the father. And the father is going to be worse than any punishment that Pelini could hand out. But no, obviously there's got to be some sort of consequence. Just stupid. You know, it's basically what it is. Just another dumb kid who thinks they've got this brilliant idea and ultimately it backfires. You know, at least when the cop pulled him over, they fessed pretty quickly. But I don't know how you can argue that, you know, when you got 15 bikes in the back of the pickup truck. But, yeah, we'll see what happens in terms of a suspension. Who knows how long. Bo's always trying to make examples of guys. So this one, you know, you got a hometown boy. It'll be interesting to see what Bo does.
Okay, Jason Peter has been with us on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Jason, next week, let's definitely get into the news coming out this week of the NFL. Retired players filing lawsuits and claiming the NFL illegally supplied them with painkillers to conceal injuries. I am very, very interested in hearing what you have to say about that. Okay, enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And as always, join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports, and we will be right back.